भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text 29, Mother Parvati curses Chitraketu. Dehinam deha samyoga dandvansvara lilaya sukam dukam mritir janma sapo Anugraha eva cha dehinam deha samyoga dandvandishvara lilaya sukam dukam mritir janma sapo anugraha eva cha Dehinam deha samyoga Dandvanishvara lilaya Sukam dukam mritir janma Sapo nugraha eva cha Dehinam deha samyoga Dandvanishvara lilaya Sukam dukam mritir janma Sapo nugraha eva cha Dehinam deha samyoga Dandvanishvara lilaya Sukam dukam mritir janma Sapo nugraha eva cha Dehinam deha samyoga Anishvara lilaya Sukam dukam mritir janma Sapo nugraha eva cha Dehinam deha samyoga Dandvanishvara lilaya Sukam dukam mritir janma Sapo nugraha eva cha Dehinam deha samyoga Dandvanishvara lilaya Sukam dukam mritir janma Sapo nugraha eva cha Matajis Dehinam deha samyoga Dandvanishvara lilaya Jankam dukam mritir janma Sapo nugraha eva cha Dehinam Of all those who have accepted material bodies Deha Samyogat Because of contact with the material body Dvandvani Dualities Ishvara Lilaya By the Supreme Will of the Lord Sukam Happiness Dukam Distress Mriti Death Janma Birth Sapa Curse Anugraha Favor Eva Certainly. Cha and. Translation. Because of the actions of the Supreme Lord's external energy, the living entities are conditioned in contact with material bodies. The dualities of happiness and distress, birth and death, curses and favors, are natural byproducts of this contact in the material world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita we find, Maya dyaksena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. The material world works under the direction of the goddess Durga, the material energy of the Lord, but she acts under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita 544. Srishti stiti pralaya sarana shaktireka chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti Durga. Durga, the goddess Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, is extremely powerful. She can create, maintain, and annihilate any number of universes by her sweet will. But she acts under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, not independently. Krishna is impartial, but because this is the material world of duality, such relative terms as happiness and distress, curses and favors are created by the will of the Supreme. Those who are not Narayana Para, pure devotees, must be disturbed by this duality of the material world, whereas devotees who are simply attached to the service of the Lord are not at all disturbed by it. For example, Haridas Thakur was beaten with cane in 22 bazaars, but he was never disturbed. Instead, he smilingly tolerated the beating. Despite the disturbing dualities of the material world, devotees are not disturbed at all. Because they fix their minds on the lotus feet of the Lord and concentrate on the holy name of the Lord, they do not feel the so-called pains and pleasures caused by the dualities of this material world. Dehinam dehasam yogad dvandvanishvara lilaya sukam dukam mritir janma saponugra evacha. Because of the actions of the Supreme Lord's external energy, the living entities are conditioned in contact with material bodies. The dualities of happiness and distress, birth and death, curses and favors are natural byproducts of this contact in the material world. Om Ajnanata Minandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the situation of the devotee is given. Narayana Para, we read yesterday. Narayana Paraksarvena Kutaschena Bibhyati Swarga Pavarga Narakeshu Alpi Api Tuyarta Darshina. That the devotee, Narayana Para, the pure devotee, is only concerned about the devotional service of the Lord. We may be put into different circumstances, just like Srila Prabhupada points out here. Haridas Thakur was beaten in all those marketplaces because he would not stop chanting the holy name of the Lord. The devotees tolerate bodily pangs and pleasures. They come of their own accord. Actually, we receive this body according to the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and due to our past karma. What's that verse in the third canto? Due to the will of the Supreme Personality. Huh? No. Karmana daiva netrena jantur deho upapataye striya pravishta udaram pumsareta kanashraya. Karmana daiva. Due to our karma, in past lives we've committed so many sinful activities, even in this life, prior to being Krishna conscious, in our mundane life, we committed so many abominable activities. Most of us came from the families of meat eaters, not very many vegetarians, devotees born in the family of vegetarians. Our parents were meat eaters and butchers. My parents owned a membership to Zion Foods. My father was he was an engineer, but prior to that, his family was owned a restaurant, a big meat restaurant in Cincinnati, Ohio. And you'll be happy to know that Aunt Rose and Uncle Izzy, we tell people on Samkirtan for years, if they were from Cincinnati, maybe you know Kadetz's Kosher Restaurant. And every devotee would say, I don't know where they all took it, that's my aunt and uncle owned that restaurant. And when I went to visit them in Cincinnati after being a devotee, they had their meat cutter and their kosher food, so-called. And on the top shelf were 10 Srimad Bhagavatams and Bhagavad Gitas. People had brought. Your nephew said to give this to you. And they put it on the shelf in the restaurant, in a very famous restaurant in Cincinnati, Kadetz's. The Izzy's restaurant came from that, Uncle Izzy and Aunt Rosie. So we all came from not very good backgrounds. Maybe humorous that they have Bhagavatam, but they were terrible meat preparers. And my father had a lifetime membership to Zion Foods. The only thing in our refrigerator was meat. He got, because he was part of the family, he got free meat. I can't even describe what we ate during my lifetime. So we all grew up in sinful, degraded families. Even I remember as a young child, my friends and I would go out for fun. And we'd take those little caps, you know, like shooting caps from a cap gun. And we'd go out in back of the house in this field where there were a lot of anthills. And we'd lay down the caps on a hot summer day and bring out our big magnifying glass and blow up the anthills. We were having fun, so-called. Prabhupada tells a story that once upon a time there was a frog and there was a little boy, and the boy was throwing rocks at the frog. And the frog said, "What are you doing?" And the boy said, "I'm playing. I'm having some play." And the frog said, "It's playing for you, but it's killing me." So we were playing in our so-called innocent way, or our naive way, and we were very sinful. Mandaka Muni, as a child, did similar. I mean, we copied him, but he pierced, what was it? One ant or a grasshopper or something. And he was forced to be pierced himself, or go on the changa? Later in his next life, to go and be given the karma. So we were playing. You can think, oh, I wasn't sinful in my past life. I was just innocent. We were all sinful and degraded. puppies and tuppies. Prabhupada said we never brought many people from the Dr. Thaudam Singh. He said, all of you have come from tuppies and puppies. Hippies, so-called, and sinful rascals. Gravely sinful activities, can you imagine? We were blowing up ants every morning for fun. Actually, we waited till noon when the sun was at... and then it was our pastime. This is the sinful nature of this material world. Because no one is educated. Na te vidu swargagatihi Vishnu durashaya. Because we're not taught what is the goal of life, what is the real meaning of nonviolence, how to protect and honor every living entity. Therefore, we want to blow it up and cause pain to other living entities. And that's our pleasure. Actually, there's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam that says, Sukhaya dukha mokshaya kurvati dampati kriya tato nivritir apraptir dukhasya cha sukhasya cha. That in this material world, the highest pleasure, man and woman, try to live very happily together, have sense gratification as much as possible against the principles of religiosity. And because they have no regard for Krishna and for spiritual pleasure, their endeavors for increasing happiness, sukhaya dukha mokshaya, kurvati dampati kriya, and their endeavors to decrease the unhappiness fail, and their unhappiness increases and their happiness decreases in a very practical way. We can see, even in our own lives, we were trying to be happy. We are pleasure seekers, anandamaya vyasat. But because our pleasure was based on sense gratification, which has a beginning and an end, and also in the pain of others, which is karmically sinful, which is creating future karma, our happiness was not increasing. Our happiness was decreasing, and our unhappiness was increasing. I know when I was very young, my parents and all the neighbors called me Smiley. But then when I was 5 years old, they forced me to have some operation, which was very painful, and I was no longer Smiley. After that, even the teachers were like, why do you always walk around with your eyebrows crossed? Why don't you smile anymore? Even one ISKCON guru told me, sir, why do you always walk around with your eyebrows crossed? Lift up those eyebrows. In Krishna consciousness, we're smiley, we're happy. But in this material world, which is full of pains and some pleasure, there's some pleasure, but full of lots of pains, we are suffering. People try to enjoy, and sooner or later in their life, some mental suffering or some physical suffering or some emotional suffering overtakes them. But devotees, Narayana Para, they're not influence, this Chitraketu, he was cursed by Parvati. But he took it as a blessing. For devotee, the pain that we're receiving is a blessing, is a message from God. Krishna is saying, modes of material nature is saying, don't forget you're not going to be here forever. We all think we're going to be here forever. And we're going to be able to manipulate this material world forever. This is the biggest illusion. When Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked, he was asked different questions by the Prashna. It was actually his father. The Pandavas, his brothers, had passed away by drinking the water. He went by the water there to revive them. And the demigod in charge of the water said, well, you have to answer some questions. First of all, answer all my questions, then your brothers can come back maybe. And one of the questions was, what's the most amazing thing is that everyone thinks that I'm going to live forever, that I'm never going to die. Everyone's dying around us. Even as devotees, we hear so-and-so passed away, this one passed away, that one passed away, cancer here, leukemia there, heart attack here. But we think, no, I won't die. This body is going to last. And of course it won't. This is the illusion. Other questions were, what is the news? The Prashna asked. Yudhisthira thought and said, this material world is a frying pan. The days and nights are the fire. The seasons are the fuel. And time is the cook that is frying all living entities in that pan. And that's the news. We listen to 6 o'clock. That should be the 6 o'clock news. I'm Tim Moyer with the 6 o'clock news. This material world is a frying pan. The days and nights are the heat. The seasons are the cook and time. Time is the cook that is frying all living entities in that pan. And that's the news tonight. Yudhisthira answered, that's the news. The Prashna said, yes, that is the news. And where is the truth? The Prashna asked. Yudhisthira said, Mahajano yena gata sapanta. That the truth is with the saintly persons, the Narayana Para, those who are tolerating the pangs and pleasures, the happiness, the distress, the victory, the defeat, the loss and the gain, the curse and the praise, those who are tolerating, because they are engaged, apitu yarta darshina, engaged in your service, in seeing you, my Lord, at all times. For those Narayana Paras who tolerate, they are the persons who know what is the real truth. Therefore, it's our main business. Srila Prabhupada has given us this Krishna consciousness. We have really become happies. Prabhupada said, we may turn the hippies into happies. We were all suffering in different ways, looking for that ultimate pleasure. We knew it wasn't in a big house. We knew it wasn't in possessions. We knew it wasn't exactly in a mundane relationship. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada came and taught us, it's in your divine relationship. It's in your ultimate relationship. Yes, it's about love. Love, love, love. All you need is love. But that love isn't love just for this body or someone else's body. That love is for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and everyone else in relation to that Supreme Person. And that love will make you happy. Srila Prabhupada taught us and exemplified that love for Krishna, showing the Narayana Para, not being disturbed. So many difficulties. Srila Prabhupada was, before passing away, 82 years old externally, physically. He had dropsy, failure of the liver and kidneys. And Prabhupada said, my father also had dropsy. Doctor said anyone else would be writhing in pain. And Srila Prabhupada, to the end, he was translating. You can see the video. He was down to so few pounds. And he was, to the very end, translating the Srimad Bhagavatam and consoling devotees, instructing the devotees, engaging in devotional service and saving the world till the very end. He even wanted to go just months before Prabhupada's passing. He told the devotees, let's go all over the world one more time. The devotees said, Prabhupada, you won't make it. Prabhupada said, let's do this. Let's go. And they took Srila Prabhupada to London in September of 1977, just 2 months, 8 weeks before his passing. And Prabhupada wanted to strengthen devotees one last time, Prabhupada said. We'll go to England and America and strengthen the devotees one last time. Of course, Prabhupada became ill externally, and they had to bring him back to Vrindavan just after 10 days, 1 week, I forget. And Prabhupada went right back to Vrindavan and passed away in November of 1977. But he tolerated whatever pains and pleasure, whatever happiness, distress, whatever gain and loss was there. This is Narayana Para. So this is our business. Prabhupada said, you are all young men and women. In 1977, we said once before, but it was very profound. At the Mayapur festival, Prabhupada said, I am an old man. I will pass away, but you will live for 50 years more. 1977 means 2027. That's a few years away, 15 more years. You will live for 50 years more. Spread Krishna consciousness. Give people love for Krishna. Give people Krishna Katha. Save your countrymen. We'd go to Mayapur every year, and Prabhupada would enthuse us to go back to our homeland to preach and distribute books to the persons who have no understanding of what is the purpose of life. And therefore, it's our lifetime business, somehow or other, give Srila Prabhupada's books and kirtan and prasadam to the people of our land. I saw the one Mataji from China. She was chanting so nice in the temple room. And I was thinking, wow, now we have to deliver all the chinwas. So many Chinese people, they're running after sense gratification. Even in America, there must be, what, 10 million Chinese, Japanese, Korean. We can bring them, bring our countrymen to Krishna consciousness. Give them, somehow or other, just like our Russian devotees, they go out and do all the programs to deliver the Ruskies in America. They're constantly pushing the Ruskies, take to Krishna consciousness, and they're bringing. Jale dako taika Krishna upadesha maragyai guru hantare dash. Prabhupada said so many times in 1976 at the Mayapur festival, repeatedly he was saying, Jale dako tahe kaha. Somehow or other, whatever you're doing, if you work in a grocery store, bring all the grocers and the customers to Krishna consciousness. You work in a yoga, bring the yogis and yoginis to Krishna consciousness. If you are so fortunate that you can go on Sankirtan, you're a brahmachari, brahmacharini, go and give people Srila Prabhupada's books as much as possible. You're a householder, give out Srila Prabhupada's books as much as possible. And deliver. This is our business. Happiness and distress is going to come and go. We're guaranteed. We may think, oh, that devotee, he's got bad karma. He's got sick. No. Birth, death, disease, and old age will attack us all. I'm totally convinced of that. Doctor said we have to take this off. Okay, fine. I'm still me. I'm not my toe. Then I saw the doctor, I showed my finger, he said, well, we might have to take that. And I was thinking, what's next? You want my ears? You want, how about my nose? I like the story of Suparnika. They took her nose, she was still Suparnika. Birth, death, disease, and old age, don't wait for anyone. We'll all succumb, somehow or other. We all have different karma. Some of us may not have as extreme. Some of us may be extreme. But Krishna gives blessing to everyone that you're not your body. Prepare for death. Death is around the corner. You will die. Get ready, be Krishna conscious, and be prepared for making yourself and everyone around you Krishna conscious. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Question is, yes, sir. Well, it says Tatikshiva. Tams Tatikshiva Bharata, that one has to learn to tolerate. That's actually the first stage in self-realization. But there's many stages, oh, in which the highest stage is to become a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we tolerate, that's good. That's very good. That's, we're on the path. But beyond the toleration, there's actual Prema Pumartha Mahan. There, it's actually described in the Nectar of Instruction Adau Shradatata Saru Sangata Bhajana Kriya Tato Narta Nivritti Syat. In the beginning, faith. Adau Shradatata Sadhu Sangha, and associate with the devotees. Adau Shradatata Saru Sangata Bhajana Kriya, engage in service. Anartha Nivritti Syat, bad habits drift away. One begins to tolerate pleasures and pains. Anartha Nivritti Syat Tato Nista, one becomes very fixed in service. Ruchi, one has a taste. I want to get up in the morning and chant and engage in devotional service. Ruchi stata tato bhava, a loving sentiment, prema pumarto mahan, and ultimately to love Krishna with all one's heart and all one's soul. Well, actually, the last one I just said was prema pumarto mahan, to become a lover of Krishna. Even if you don't go back to Godhead, even in this life, if you love Krishna, that is the final stage. If you become lover of Krishna. Well, there's so many. You could be sent back to preach. Prabhupada came here to preach. Certainly he was pure devotee. We heard yesterday, we don't desire to go back home, back to Godhead. But the pure devotees do go home back to Godhead. But our desire, we pray every day that let me come back birth after birth and serve my spiritual master. We pray every day. Well, moksha is not the final. Bhakti is the final. Yeah. Yeah, moksha is like an impersonal stage. Bhakti is the higher stage. Yes. Very good. Thank you. Hare Krishna, glories to Prabhupada.